Dante's Inferno by Sarah Lovett. Copyright 2001 by Sarah Lovett. Read by Joyce Bean. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Dante's Inferno. For Lou, Miriam, and Michael. First Circle. Chapter 1. Infernal Machines. Contrivances made to resemble ordinary harmless objects, but charged with some dangerous explosive. An innocent-looking box or similar receptacle is partly filled with dynamite or other explosive, the rest of the space being occupied by some mechanical arrangement, mostly clockwork, which moves inaudibly and is generally contrived that, when it has run down at the end of a predetermined number of hours or days, it shall cause the explosive substance to explode. Dick's Encyclopedia, 1891. Another gunpowder plot. A gift of Greek fire for ancient Babylon of the New World. Know each of these missives as infernal machines. Anonymous letter to the Los Angeles Times, March 2001. April 23rd, 11:14 a.m. Los Angeles was wearing her April best. Cerulean sky, whipping cream clouds, rain-washed air that whispered promises of orange blossoms and money. An L.A. day of sweet nothings. Wanda Davenport, schoolteacher and amateur painter, expertly gripped the T-shirt of 10-year-old Jason Redding just as he was about to poke a grimy finger between the sculptured buttocks of a 2,500-year-old Icarus. Antiquities were the thing at the Getty Center, and so were toilets. The lack of toilets. Four of her fifth graders needed to pee, and her assistant was nowhere in sight.
Line up, guys! Wanda.